The people at this hotel would never know we were together. There's nothing to connect us. By every indication, we have no attachment whatsoever. Why would we? We arrived at completely separate times. Our paths never crossed. We occupy completely different parts of the massive lobby. There's nothing in the way we're dressed that would link us either. With you, they only see a moderately well-dressed teenage boy. No baggage, no luggage, just a book bag, a laptop, and a phone, nestled in the corner of the hotel lobby's coffee shop, typing away. With me, they'd only see a conservatively dressed businesswoman, hair down, glasses on, in low heels, dress slacks, a perfectly business-appropriate blouse, and only some pearls as an accent. They only see me dragging one small roller bag behind me as I make my way from the front door to the front desk, politely handing my ID and credit card over to check-in, giving only the briefest glance over to the coffee shop to notice a certain boy sitting at a certain table, exactly as he was instructed. If anyone was looking, they'd notice a smile across my lips and just the barest flash of excitement in my eyes. They'd see me take my key card from the clerk, thank them, and walk to the elevator bank. Just a boy, working on his laptop. Just a woman, checking into her room. No one has any clue that both of us are here for the same purpose. To fuck each other senseless. They have no idea that at my request, the boy in the corner has been sitting there with no underwear on, getting messages from me tailored specifically to make his abnormally large cock unbelievably hard, telling him all the filthy things I was going to do to his young teenage body, that I've been begging him to fuck me the second he walks into my room. They have no idea that the conservatively dressed woman now walking to the elevator is doing so with the wettest pussy she's ever had, that every step is sheer agony, knowing that the boy just across the lobby is only minutes away from coming up to her room and fucking her with 11 inches of the best cock to ever make her come screaming. That for the last few months, he's regularly left her shaking and exhausted from bed-shaking, sheets-ripping orgasms. That she's soaked his dick time and time again, coming on it while screaming as he fucked her into oblivion. That he's coated her face, tits, ass, and the inside and outside of her pussy with so much cum she's amazed he has any left. That underneath those unyieldingly normal clothes she has on are the smallest, laciest bra and panties she's ever owned, and they're only for the boy she's about to fuck. They have no idea that you're moments away from fucking my wet mouth while I kneel in front of you, holding either side of my head as you pump your 18-year-old dick into my face while I rub my pussy. That I'll come right there as I gag on your dick. Then you'll rip it from my mouth and drag me by my hair to the bed to fuck my goddamn brains out. I press the up button and text you the room button. When the elevator arrives, I step in. The smile I was so good at hiding earlier now creeping back over my face. As the doors close, I recall how everything began, how you'd been my neighbor for so long, watching you grow up, living my life the way I did, married and unhappy, but faithful. I never dreamed that one day I'd look up and see that you'd grown up to be someone completely irresistible. That I'd spend long hours by myself, staring at your Facebook pictures, imagining how you'd feel, bare-skinned and under my touch, inside me, pumping and writhing, trying desperately not to touch myself, only to give in every time and come silently while looking at your face, stifling my moans so not to wake up my husband. The doors on the top floor open and I step out, remembering the night I broke and seduced you, how I walked across your yard in my shortest, most revealing dress and rang your doorbell, knowing your parents weren't home. Hey, you have a second? How I sat down on the couch and shyly admitted everything to you. I don't know how to tell you this. How my words of confession came spilling out in desperate tones. I've watched you for so long, and I want you. Hiking up my dress, me, a married woman in front of a teenager, to show you I hadn't worn any underwear. I need you. Please. Take me, please. Use me, please. Make me yours. Let me make you feel good. Never having done anything like this in my life, and then, when you kissed me, and my body caught fire, and the world went away. Oh, baby, yes. Yes. Thank you. How kissing turned to groping, turned to sucking, turned to fucking. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck me with that massive dick. Oh, my God, baby. Oh, my God, I'm coming. When for the first time of what would become many times, I found myself coming in a teenager's bed underneath a boy half my age. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. 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 A boy with twice the skill and three times the dick of my husband. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Baby. Oh, it just came on your cock. The boy is stepping into the elevator to follow me up to my room right now. You were so wild when we first started fucking, full of energy that pumped into and out of that beautiful, enormous cock. I love the way you devoured me, the way you fucking savaged my body with your mouth and your hands, the way you pounded my greedy cunt with such reckless abandon, I thought the bed was going to shatter underneath of us. I had no idea you'd be such a gifted learner, though, how eager you were to let me guide you, to show you the finer points of making a woman come, of letting a woman know what was going to make you explode. You were amazing immediately, and that only made me want you more, made me crave the taste of your lips on mine, the taste of your cock in my mouth, or the feeling of that delicious cock, slick with my own spit, fucking my cunt. All this is a secret to everyone here. To everyone in the outside world, they wouldn't see fucking nympho who could break a man. Only a modestly dressed woman. They wouldn't see a sexual prodigy with a cock the size of a fence post. Just a normal everyday boy. We know the truth. You know the truth. You know I'll do anything for you. Any dirty, nasty, filthy thing you'd ever want to do, I'd beg you to do it. Things my husband would never dream of being able to do. I'd do them for the boy who fucks me until I quiver. The teenager who fucks me, like the secret wanton sex goddess I've always fucking been. The boy who steps out of the elevator moments after I walk into the room and push my bag against the wall, who's walking down the hall to the room number I gave him, while I texted my husband to say, "Just got in, love you." It's nothing new for me to be in contact with him while I'm cheating with my boy. I once carried on a whole conversation with him over the phone while being fucked from behind. He thinks I'm here for work. He'll never know I was here to let the boy next door fuck me all weekend. I place the phone on the table across from the bed and go to the chair in the far corner. I drag it out of the corner. I'm taking my seat in the chair as you make your way down the hall. I'm unbuckling my belt and unzipping my pants as you read off the numbers, making your way to the far end of the floor. A big room, secluded. As you near, I'm opening my legs, licking my fingers, and sliding them down the front of my tiny panties. Oh, fuck, yes. I know you'll find the key card where I left it in front of the door, and that you'll enter. I'll already be in the chair, just in front of the door, legs spread wide, hand buried in the front of my panties, furiously rubbing my cunt to get it ready for you. Fuck, fuck, yes. I'm already moaning, grabbing my nipples through my blouse with my free hand, chewing my lower lip to try to stifle the deep moans I always make thinking about you. You let the door slam behind you and drop your bag. Your eyes tell me you're ravenous for my cunt. I'll greet you. Hi, baby. I missed you. You stalk across the room, tearing your own shirt off, and when you reach me, our lips collide in a kiss that communicates how long it's been since we've had each other. Fuck. Yes. A week. A whole week without my big boy's cock inside me. Without your sweat mingling with mine. As we fuck each other mercilessly. Since I've come screaming your name underneath you. Yes! Fuck, I've missed you so much! My hand grabs the back of your neck to pull your mouth to mine, then drifts across your perfectly muscled chest and abs, down the pulsating bad bulge in your pants. Fuck yes. No underwear. Good boy. I stroke your cock through the fabric as we kiss, as I rub my own clit and soak the panties I'm wearing. I'm the happiest woman in the world, and I know I'm about to be even happier when your cock is hammering my cunt. I can tell by your own moaning that you love this too. You reach down with your big hands, grab the top of my blouse, and rip it open. Ah, fuck yes! Oh, God damn it, that's nice! Buttons fly everywhere as they hit the walls and the blouse hangs ragged on me. I feel myself get wetter. You kick off your shoes as my finger opens your jeans. Give me this cock. Give me this big fucking cock. I've missed it so much. Fuck. Fuck. I pull them down hard, and your massive cock springs out. My eyes nearly cross as it bobs and twitches in front of me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've missed this so fucking much. You step out of your jeans and kick them to the side as I reintroduce my hot, waiting mouth to your cock. You shudder and growl. I moan on your tip. It's at moments like this, I can't remember my husband's fucking name. Maybe later, I'll send him a picture of me with a glass of wine, secure in the fact that I've just been face-fucked and cunt-fucked, that my pussy is full of your hot, young sperm, and that the wedding ring on the hand holding the wine glass was just drenched in your cum. You don't let me suck for long. You pull your cock back and look at me with that wolfish, laser-focused hunger that tells me what you want. I give myself willingly to this. Yes, baby. Take it. Take it. I've never seen someone so eager to eat pussy in my whole life. You reach down and tear open the slacks, ripping them so they're ragged and wide open like my blouse. With this access, you descend on me, tear my panties aside, and plunge your mouth down into my sopping wet pussy. Fuck! Yes! Honey! Fuck! 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 Yes! Fuck! Oh, God! Oh, God! Fuck! Oh! 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 Oh, God! Oh, it's so good! Oh! Oh! Yes! You eat my pussy expertly, exactly as I taught you. The wild energy of your youth pairing with expertise in the best fucking way possible. It doesn't take long. Between rubbing myself before you arrived and your expert mouth and tongue, I'm defenseless against you. Yes. Oh, yes. Fucking do it. Thank you. Thank you. Fucking eat my fucking pussy just like that. Your tongue flicks and dances on my clit. You suck greedily at my increasing wetness. I feel my orgasm building, and I grab the back of your head and thrust my pussy hard against your mouth. Oh, fuck! Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, God. You don't even flinch. As I grind my pussy against your mouth, you tongue my cunt like you're starving. And when I come quivering, I feel my wetness cover your face. When I finally relax, and let you go. You kiss your way up my body. Each one feels like fire against my now ultra-sensitive skin. You tear my slacks even further, then kiss me as you unhook my bra. It goes flying across the room as you gently nibble and suck. Each nipple, hardening them and sending signals to the rest of my body that this throw fucking has just begun. God damn, baby. Oh, fuck. Yes. Use that perfect tongue. Huh? Oh. Your hand reaches down, and your fingers slide easily into my obscenely wet pussy. You finger me hard, getting me ready for that massive cock of yours. That long, girthy piece of cock that's made me the sex-crazed fuck slut I am for you. Oh, God! Yes! 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 Finger fuck me like that. Hard. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. By now I'm drooling from my mouth and my pussy. I want you so fucking bad I'm almost insane. With my pants torn and my legs spread, I'm a fucking parody of the perfectly normal suburban wife. All because of you. All because of my fucking boyish stud. You pull your fingers from my pussy and put them in my mouth. I greedily suck at them, the taste of my own pussy juice driving me even more insane. You pull your hand out. What's left of my pants come off. My panties aren't soon after. There I am, naked in front of you. I'm rewarded with your fingers in my mouth again. While your other hand rubs my cunt. Bring my legs together and slide in front of you. If the people in the lobby could see me hitting my knees in front of this naked boy, they'd gasp. I relish it. I wish they would watch. I wish they'd burst in and watch you fuck me. Maybe later, I'll open the windows and you can fuck me in full view of the building across the street. You pull your fingers from my mouth and kiss me. When you pull away, your cock looms enormous in front of me. I waste no time. I wrap my hot, wet mouth around your huge dick and start sucking like a woman possessed. Your hips buck as you start to pump your cock in my mouth. You're fucking my face just the way I knew you would. Just the way I fucking love. I open my mouth as wide as I can. Your big, strong hands grip each side of my head to keep me in place, and my fingers become a blur on my clit. You're fucking my face, and I love it. You're fucking my face like the fucking sweet sex prodigy you are. The taste of your cock, the way it fills my mouth, the tears running down my cheeks from this face fucking, the sheer fucking filthiness of it makes me cum. I scream on your dick, coming with your dick filling my face, quivering as you hold me in place and sink it deep down in my throat. You draw it slow, and when your cockhead finally clears my lips, I gag and gasp. You're still so fucking hard, it's ridiculous. Oh, fuck. Yes, baby. You made my cum fucking my mouth. I reach up and stroke your dick, beaming, spit covered in the tear streaked. Thank you, baby. You made me cum fucking my mouth and eating my cunt. You growl intensely as you look down at me, snarling in the way that I love. You take your cock for me and smack it against my lips and face. You come down my throat like this before, pumping your cock in my mouth until you rest that fat head on my bottom lip and roar as you shoot hot cum down my throat. I can see by that snarl, though, by that look in your eye, that my favorite thing is going to happen. You're intent on fucking me. And when you get that look in your face, you change from the boy I know to the savage intent on destroying my pussy, on killing me with orgasms. You give me your massive cock. I know what to say to spur you on. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Fuck now, please, sir. Please take me over to the bed and fuck me like the little fucking slut I am for you. Please. I mean all of it. I desperately want you to pound me, to ravage me, to shake this bed underneath us, to fuck me into the floor until I can't move. Make me your married whore again. Please, please make me your married whore again. I get my wish when you take me by the hair. Yes, baby, drag me. Fucking take me to the bed and fuck me. Take me to the bed and fucking fuck me. You drag me by the hair and lead me over to the bed. I follow willingly. I look up at you and bat my eyes as you lead me, your massive cock bobbing luridly in front of you as you walk. Are you gonna fuck me? Are you gonna fuck my pussy and come in me, sir? Please, please, young sir, come in me. Come in me the way you have before. When you drag me to my feet and push me back on the bed, I part my legs without thinking. Oh, yes, baby, baby, fucking please. You're between my legs in at no time, and in seconds, I feel the fat head of your cock enter my pussy. Oh, oh, yes! Thank you, sir! Thank you, my young sir! No one knows we're doing this. No one is even suspicious. Everyone in our lives has been tricked. If they knew, they wouldn't believe it. Fuck yes! Thank you, sir! Thank you, sir! Fuck, 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 fuck! They'd be appalled to know you're fucking my cunt with a gigantic cock already slick with my own fucking spit. Fuck, fuck, yes, fuck, fuck! That this teenage boy and married woman were fucking like animals. Oh, fuck! Yes! Your cock feels amazing! I grab your ass and feel it clench as you piston into me, faster and faster with each stroke, testing even your incredible stamina with how hard and fast you're fucking me. I can't even believe it. All this time, and this might be the hardest I've ever been fucked. We're both screaming now, completely changed over. You, my little fucking savage fuck genius. Me, your perfect married coming fuck slut. You pound the next orgasm into me and somehow pick up speed.
Ah, fuck! Ah, I'm coming again!
Another intense orgasm, then another. I scream underneath, digging my nails into your back and howling as every inch of your long, thick rod makes me come again and again. I can't stop coming on your cock. The bed shaking, my body sweating and quivering, my pussy drenching your cock again and again. Finally, I hear you growl it, almost scream it. You're getting close. My fucking boy is getting close. Yes, baby. Yes, you're close. You're close. Oh, God, yes, baby. Please come in me. You're gonna come inside me. You come. Yes! I want it all inside me. I need it all inside me. Every drop of cum from those big, heavy balls. I need it in my cunt. I need your cum in my cunt. Come in me! Oh, come in this MILF cunt! Come in my cunt! Yes! Fuck me! Yes! Come in me now! Please! I feel it! I feel it! I feel it! Fuck, you're gonna come in me while I'm coming! Yes! Come with me! Come with me! Yes! Yes! Come in me while I'm coming! I'm coming! No one else in the world knows we do this, not one soul. It's our secret, our perfect little secret. A normal boy, a normal woman, but my perfect boy, and your married fuck slut.